Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 38. I'm Jamie.
I'm Tim.
I'm Alex.
And this is our episode about the topics this week. We're going for another short one, as I mentioned last week, just to get our feet wet here. We're going to do topics, and we're only doing one topic because of the brevity. And we are going to do the most anticipated films from 2017. That's coming up here. Let's have Alex go first. What are your some of your anticipated films?
I guess I'll do a Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
And the reason I am excited about it is because Tom Holland looks badass. Like, he has all these vines of him doing flips and training and... Even before he was cast as Spider-Man, I think he had one of him doing flips, and I was like, oh my god, this kid. And I heard that he flipped into the audition for it, and oh, I was like, this is awesome. So, I'm not a huge comic guy, but I guess I'm a big Spider-Man movie fan.
Okay.
And Tobey Maguire's Spider-Mans were, like, amazing. Like, the music, mm-hmm. just everything. I was like, not the third one so much, but the first two were, like, awesome. And I didn't mind the third one, but it wasn't, like, the other ones.
No.
But right. then, Andrew Garfield's came around, and I saw the first one in theaters, and I was like, this is not Spider-Man. Like, even just the music wasn't there, like, the themes, mm-hmm. I was just like, it didn't feel like a Spider-Man movie. And then the second Spider-Man, obviously, is one of the worst comic book movies I think I've ever seen. Maybe yep. Spider-Man 2 was just awful. So I'm super excited to finally, hopefully, get back to, like, the Spider-Man I love, and have him be in the MCU would be really, really cool.
Did you like him in Civil War, like his scenes?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That was the best part of Civil War.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
It was so much fun. And then I love the Marissa Tomei, Robert Downey Jr. banter.
Yeah.
Love that. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what's your first one, Tim?
The first one I'm going to see is a Split. It's directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
It is. Coming out January.
January,
yeah. Release.
It's early January, January 20th.
Okay.
Not early. It's late 20th. Mid-January.
Sure.
I don't know. But Shyamalan was like a big... I loved his movies when I was growing up because I was a scaredy cat. Like, I saw the trailer to The Village and couldn't sleep for weeks. Mm. And, I hated him when I was growing up because he was so scary. But eventually, I just fell in love with his movies. And then... he kind of hit a very weird part in his career where he started to make movies that were really big.
Yeah.
And, but it didn't quite fit something that, for me, felt like what he would really make. It seemed like he was trying to take what he was really good at and fit it into a very different mold.
Sure.
Last year, was it last year with
yep.
The Visit?
Yep.
Yeah, like with The Visit.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one? It was a big step back into what he used to do. With, you know, it had the big twist at the end.
That's awesome.
And it was very off-putting.
Very low budget.
Very low budget.
It was at times funny and then at times scary. Like, it was really interesting how they balanced those elements.
Yeah, and it was really, for me, it was really cool to see him go back to that. And then when I saw Split at the AFI Film Festival, and it definitely was a huge step back to his original kind of style.
Cool.
And it was another very low budget film, but then this one stars James McAvoy and Anya. I'm gonna say Taylor.
She's the one from The Witch.
She's the one from The Witch.
Okay.
Oh, The Witch was so good too.
You like The Witch? Did you like The Witch?
I appreciated it in every way. I just didn't enjoy myself during the time movie
because
it was really slow and boring.
I could appreciate the language, but I didn't. I wasn't a huge fan.
Oh, man.
I'm a huge horror fan, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I just had no idea. I saw that one at Sundance as well, and I just had no idea what it was. I just went in to see it.
Oh, wow.
And it just was, like, it blew me away just because it was the first screen ever, and so no one talked about it at all. Just seeing that was like, oh, my God.
I think that's why, because I saw it with all the hype, like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh.
I think it's so interesting to see like how films like you either like them or love them or hate them because of like when you're seeing it. But yeah, it was James McAvoy. If you guys don't know what this is about, it's James McAvoy's character is a man who has extreme schizophrenia, and he has
27, I think.
Yeah,
24, 21,
like that. In the trailer, if you watch the trailer, it says how many. different personalities. And to see him, because he's such a highly trained theater actor, to just to see, like, without him saying anything, just by some small, subtle changes in his face, you see exactly which character he is.
That's crazy.
It's brilliant. And nice. Then to see him with Anya together was just amazing. So you guys should go see that one for sure.
So my first one is commercial. It's another Marvel movie. John and August used to make fun of me a lot because I was essentially the everyman in the which is ironic because I was the everyman in the trio, and I liked Marvel movies for the most part. Civil War to me was kind of a letdown in terms of it was just so much shit crammed in one movie. It's kind of like what happened to Iron Man 2 in a smaller scale because it was just so much going on. I mean, but Guardians, like the first Guardians in 2014, had a different feel to it. It was removed from the majority of Marvel tie-ins. It was its own tale. James Gunn mostly got the reins to go where you need to go, because majority of time you get the filmmakers that are almost shooters, that are Feige's like almost like a pseudo director. Like, this is how it's gonna go in this terms of pacing and everything. So the story's there, but with Guardians, James Gunn had a lot more play. And of course, that's going to be funneling towards the Infinity War. But the second one still feels like a James Gunn film, not a Marvel film. You know what I mean? So I'm really excited to see. I've always been a fan of James Gunn since like Slither and Super. And he wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake, which I liked a lot at the time. So I look forward to seeing this film, especially the trailer just came out, the second official trailer. So yeah, I like that shit a lot. I'm a fan of it.
Guardians is one I need to revisit because I saw it in theaters and I liked it, but I wasn't like in love. Like, everyone was going crazy for it. I think I need to go back and like watch it with like a new mindset, you know.
I ended up watching it 4 times in theaters. Oh my god! Every time somebody wanted to go, I'm like, I'll go again. Twice on myself, I had to go again. But so I look forward to it.
That's awesome.
Good cast.
Great cast.
Alex, what's your second one?
So I'm gonna change mine up a little bit. This one, I think it's coming out in February. It's called Get Out, and it's directed by Jordan Peele.
Yep.
And it just looks like... I'm a big horror fan, so it's a horror movie. It's like his passion project, but there's obviously also going to be that comedic feel. And from what I hear, it's about... there's a white girl and a black guy dating, and the white girl takes him to meet her parents.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like... And it looks so, like, ironically scary and funny at the same time. Almost like Cabin in the Woods kind of thing, but it's, like, it almost looks, like, better. Like, not get totally insane at the end of Cabin in the Woods, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks so great, and I'm so excited for it.
It's like a twisted Guess Who's Coming to Get Dinner.
Yeah.
Because they remade that with, like, Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher, like, Guess Who. But it's like a Keaton Peele sketch meets Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Because it really does feel like it's bizarre. Like, they could easily shift a little bit of the dialogue, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
So, that looks cool.
Allison Williams is in it, so that's always a plus. So, that'll be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, that does look really... I saw the trailer, and when it first started, I was like, and then at the end, I was like, okay, no, I really do want to see this.
Yeah.
I'm going to change mine up as well. Because when you said you saw Guardians 4 times...
Yeah.
I saw this movie 5 times at theaters.
Yikes.
Kingsman.
Wow. Okay.
The Secret Service.
Yeah.
I just fucking loved it. And the sequel comes out in June.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Circle. Taron Egerton just kind of took off after that movie.
Yeah.
Because he was in The Testament of Youth. He was in, what else was he in right after that?
Well, he's in Sing coming
up. He's in
here.
Sing coming up soon. And there's... Oh, he was in Eddie the Eagle. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yes, Hugh Jackman. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, though, watching the behind the scenes for The Kingsman, just the way that Matthew Vaughn, from my understanding, the way he did it, he shot it independently and then sold it to a studio. So he had full control over all
Very
that.
Very cool.
They also had scenes, you know, did you guys see the movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen like half of it.
I liked it.
Okay. So you know the scene, did you get to the underwater scene? That's in the, like, the trailer, like the water.
The training room.
Into the training room.
That was good.
So that entire contraption was actually practical. They built the room on this little gimbal thingy that like lowered it into the water. They like lost 2 or 3 cameras doing that shoot. They had to really simplify
it. And somebody almost drowned, right?
Yeah, it was dangerous.
Yeah.
But then they were doing all that like really doing those stunts in like very minimal visual effects. The skydiving sequence was all an entire professional team of skydivers.
Yep.
The actress who played the villain with the knives on the feet, she was in Star Trek.
Sophia. She's the mummy now, the new mummy.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was also in that new Star Trek Beyond as a alien.
Yeah, she's also
Batella. I think Sophia Batella.
Okay, and she's also just so badass. Like she was, and it had so many. Like it had her, and then it had the other girl who were very strong female characters.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it could be a really good sequel. So.
I need to get on that. I think I wasn't in the right mindset when I watched. It was. Is it supposed to be like campy kind of?
It has a lot of camp in it, yeah, for sure.
Like I think I stopped when Samuel walks in the room and does that stuff. I'm like, yeah, this is cool, but why is it?
Yeah.
Just felt kind of, you know, campy a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's Matthew Vaughn. He did
X-Men First Class. Layer
okay.
Cake.
Yeah.
Stardust.
Oh, yeah, he did Stardust.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn's always been a good filmmaker, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. I'm glad this series is here because James Bond, like after seeing Spectre, is so outdated and it feels like they've lost a touch again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like when Daniel Craig came back on, I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's more modern. But then Spectre just tried tying it all back into like the old school stuff, like with the, you know, I'm not going to go spoilers.
I liked Skyfall is my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. Skyfall was the
sequel. Spectre was, it just felt like they were like, okay, we need a snow scene, we need a chase scene, we need this, let's put a loose story and turn it all together.
Sure.
I was like, really?
Seems like every other is really good, and then the other one's like, eh. So, but my final movie is a series I didn't really expect to like at all. And when I first saw the original of this rebooted series in 2011, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
I was like, wow, this is really good. And then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes came out. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This raised it to a whole new level. So now War for the Planet of the Apes is coming out in on July 14th, my brother's birthday.
Oh, nice.
And it is one of my most anticipated because I really was indifferent towards the whole Planet of the Apes series from the older ones. I watched a couple of them and the sad remake with Mark Wahlberg. But
oh, my God. That one was...
But I like these films, and I love Andy Serkis. I mean, the new one has a really good cast. Matt Reeves is back as director.
Oh, nice.
He did the second one?
He did the first
one. The first one?
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have did the second one, too. No, I don't think he did. Hold on.
The first
he
one was
Levy,
fun.
Right?
I thought the second
yes.
one was awesome. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, Matt Reeves is back. Yeah, and I like Matt Reeves. Yeah, since Cloverfield, I've been watching his career because he kind of seemingly came out of nowhere, but he'd worked with Joss Whedon before and like in TV shows. I think it was Firefly or something like that. So, yeah, it's cool. I love how the motion capture looks as real as it ever had. I mean, it continues to get better with each film.
Yeah.
And yeah, I still hope one day they can do motion capture Oscars because they deserve them.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different things that need Oscar nominations.
At first, I thought you meant like the show.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? Yeah.
There was that Ben Stiller sketch one near. He's all on green screen walking around. You can't see me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, like, I'm actually surprised they're not allowing that because if you watch how the process works, they're taking the actor's face, they're not animating extra based on
it's just Andy Serkis's
skin face.
And Tony Gabbell was amazing in the second one.
Yeah. And like, I mean, even if you watch any of the video game stuff that they're doing, like they're acting all those scenes out in mocap suit. So they're really acting them out.
Yeah.
And so I'm really surprised that they're not considering that anymore at all.
I think voice actors should need one too because
I know.
It's just a whole different type of acting. Like
Scarlett Johansson and her.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, that could permeate through the majority animation. But,
yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of examples of that. Kevin Spacey in Moon, for example, could have been a good one. Like that's the kind of thing that could really break these like well-known voice actors, like Maurice LaMarche or Rob Paulsen. They never get the due they deserve. Billy West, they never get what they need, and they're just doing they're just killing it every time they do a cartoon or another performance. You know, so. Yeah.
That's a good lineup. I mean, there's so many movies coming out next year.
I know. I'm like, I'm going through my head. I'm like, oh, I should have done this one. I should have done this one.
See, and I worry because every year we look at these. I used to be like, with like hopeful eyes, like, this is going to be a great year.
Yeah.
And lately, it's been slacking. Like, I thought 2 years ago, I thought 2015 would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, eh, it's all
right.
It's
better than this year.
Yes, and then I was like, oh, 2016 looks like a good lineup.
2016
and then,
had a good...
It had a good... Yeah. To me, it had a good, like, lower budgeted indie film.
Lots of great
indie
films.
And horror and comedy did really well.
Yeah. But, I mean, overall, the blockbusters are getting stale. I think partially because there's so many... in the year now that it kind of gets washed out.
Three films a year now or something.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was looking at next year, so I'm excited for Dunkirk too.
Christopher
Nolan's
Dunkirk.
World War II. Been getting towards as I get older, more of a fan of these kinds of films, World War II epics. But it's coming out the same day as Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which I know is gonna bomb.
Yeah, that's for sure gonna bomb.
I'm sorry,
I just don't know how you can market, like, the way that trailer was. It's like, oh, look at these creatures we did. It's like, I don't know if people are going to be attracted to go see this.
No.
Yeah.
It's interesting how people try to compete with a lot of the other bigger movies. Like, remember when the first Hobbit came out?
Mm-hmm.
It was also, it was the same day as Les Mis.
Mm.
So, oh, wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they ended up changing it up. I think Les Mis came out the week before Hobbit. But it was just funny. I had, like, a big argument with one of my friends because she's like, no, Les Mis can do well in the box. I'm like, it's the fucking Hobbit.
Yeah.
No one's going to go see Les Mis when they can go see the Hobbit with their families. Like, it was just interesting how, like, they just...
Sure. Counter-programming is key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. But the Hobbit's a big majority thing, so no one's going to see the Les Mis right away.
Yeah.
But so, for example, June 23rd, Transformers The Last Knight. I'm not speaking the quality here, just saying.
Totally forgot.
I saw the last one only because I was working at the theater and I could see it for free.
Cool.
And it got so warped.
Yeah.
So fast.
June 30th. So June 30th, Despicable Me 3, and then Spider-Man July 7th, and then War of the Planet of the Apes July 14th, and then Dunkirk and Valerian 21st, 28th, Dark Tower. Like, they're consistently nonstop. And then
now it's March, too. Like,
yeah.
Like
February.
Kong,
February even.
Kong is in March, yeah.
Kong looks awesome.
I'm so excited for
March is Logan as well.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Logan.
I think it's Wonder Woman March. I think it is.
Maybe. Wonder Woman is
it fit?
Because they're starting to own March now.
Well, I mean, even like I said, even February. Wonder Woman's June.
June. Okay.
But even February, like Deadpool, and now that I think 2018 is Black Panther in February.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lego Batman. Yeah. I mean,
and
that's
also,
just
so if anyone cares, 50 Shades Darker.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That'll do well.
It will do. I think it'll get another
Valentine's. When does Alien come out? August?
June?
Is it in June?
And you got Cars 3 over here.
Oh, hey,
wow.
Yeah. Can't wait for that shit.
You know, I haven't seen either of the first ones.
I've seen one. That's it.
Yeah.
Alien is May 19th. It's so right in the prime time. Right after Guardians, and then right the same day as Baywatch.
And April is Fast 8.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, April's pretty locked for the Fast franchise. So we'll see.
So many movies.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
And hopefully it won't be disappointing this year. We'll see.
I feel like it's a good lineup. I mean,
it's not bad. Especially, like, we didn't talk about it, but you mentioned Edgar Wright's new film, Baby Driver. I didn't even know he was doing a new film until he told me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
That one.
It's more nowadays you're trying to follow the filmmakers you love, not necessarily a type of genre, because if you don't like sci-fi or superheroes, majority of the time you're not going to have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I happen to like both, so it works out.
Yay!
Oh, and then It next year, too.
Oh, right. That gave me nightmares. Oh, and Rings. Seeing the first horror movie I ever watched was Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Rings comes out next
year. I'm worried about that because they delayed it a year.
Heard it look bad, pretty bad,
too. I mean,
too.
If you saw the Rings, this is the third Ring, right?
No, it was just Ring 2.
Technically.
This is the third.
Yeah. I thought Ring 2 wasn't bad, but...
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I watched it. I didn't really care.
I like the... I didn't actually even see the original Japanese ones.
Ringu?
I haven't either.
Yeah, Ringu. I saw The Grudge, though, a Japanese.
Oh, Ju-on.
Yeah. That's just...
I'm
messed up.
See, I tried to watch the English The Grudge, and I was like, it wasn't really working for me.
Yeah.
Man.
Ghost House Productions.
You should watch Julian, though, because that is just, it's crazy.
So, 2017 looks like it's going to be interesting, one way or another.
I feel like even just for Guardians, Dunkirk.
Spider-Man.
The movies we mentioned, really.
The ones that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't mention Dunkirk, but that'll be good.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Hopefully it'll be better than Interstellar.
See, I liked it.
I loved
Interstellar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the cabinet thing got too weird for me.
The what?
The bookcase.
I think that was awesome.
Mm. I like that dimension. I saw that in... I watched a 3 a.m. showing.
What?
Yeah, because I couldn't wait, and I was like so excited for it, and they had a 16mm showing at IMAX at 3 a.m., nice. And I woke up at 2, and drove over at 3.
Wow, that's crazy. How many people were there?
It was a packed house. Packed house at 3 a.m.
That's another thing I love about L.A. There's so many opportunities to show, like... We used to have like well, a 12, a 3, a 5, a 7, and a 9. Uh-huh. Now there's like 11 in the morning, then there's like 10:40 something at night. I'm like, oh, cool. I can watch anytime I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you can go to so many different theaters too. There's And you can buy reserved seats so you don't have to wonder if you're going to get a good seat or not.
That is cool. I like that.
I saw it at Universal.
The City Studios, Walk, yeah.
But I was all the way like second or third row, all the way over to the side, no. And big screen. And I was like, I don't know.
That's why I wanted to watch a 3 a.m. showing because everything else was those bad seats and 3 a.m. had a great one right in the middle.
Cool. Like,
but I always say the way you can tell if a movie's good if you can sit in the front row of the theater and watch and still like it. I'm like,
well, it's a good movie. That's how Gravity was actually. I saw that in the second row in 3D.
Jeez.
Just fully reclined. Puking. And I, it was so good.
Yeah. After the first 10 minutes, I was like, if this movie ends right now, I wouldn't care. I would have gotten my money's worth the 3D ticket.
God.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, again, this is episode 38. Yes.
38?
Yes, 38. Yes, 38. God. All right, this is episode 38, and I'm Jamie.
I'm Tim, and I'm still sick.
All right. I'm Alex.
And have a good night.